Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God. Okay. So listen, we're getting right into some motherfucking things. What's going on, everybody? Are we here? 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 Are we motherfucking here? And is it clear? All right. Let's get into some things. Let's see what I got. Boom, boom. Right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video. All right, so listen, excuse me, we got to get into some things. Is everybody here? Oh my God. So it's popping off today, baby. It's popping off. The girls are feeling some type of way. There's a lot to get into, and I'm interested in knowing what you guys think. But before we get into it, we're not going to be here all night, all right, because we want people to get through the whole replay. So if you want to call in, make sure you call in now. The number is 563-999-3658. I'm going to throw the number up, excuse me, on the screen so you can already be in queue. We're going to take a couple calls. We're not going to be here all night. Okay, and if you're a returning subscriber, well, you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. And listen, if you're returning, like this is your first time or second time or third time, and you're like, should I subscribe? Listen, if you keep coming back, you might as well hit that subscribe button. All right, now that I've said all of that, let's get into some things. Let's get into the reason why we came, baby. So Cash Doll is hanging out with Cardi B. She's going viral right now for, you know, calling Nicki Minaj and the Barbs delusional. Listen, I told you guys, Cash Doll is never going to happen, okay? So apparently last night, Cash Doll was out with Cardi B at Partisan Fantane. Is that his name? One of Cardi B's writers and her friend. They were at his album release party or some type of party for him. Cardi B performed there. Cash Doll was there with Cardi B. It was a big hoopla. The girls are partying. You can go through Cash Doll's story. I can't play any of the videos here because copyright, girl. But, you know, it's on her Instagram now. They were partying and really getting into some things. And I guess the Barbs were like, well, this is interesting. Cash Doll and Cardi B. Mind you, you remember Cash Doll was upset with Cardi B because the city of Detroit gave Cash Doll, the keys to the Detroit city. Hold on. Hold on. We're going to start the show off like this. Just goddamn, I can't even get to the show because we got to do a break. And God dang it, y'all. Y'all do this to me every time. What is going on? Y'all don't want to do this. Y'all know I got shit to do. Come on. It's 100 on the floor. Be original, bitch. Okay, hold on. That's how y'all want to start the show. That's how y'all want to get into some things. We back. Y'all want to get into some things today, okay. We got to get into some things. Okay, period. I'm sorry for y'all catching the replay. This is what we do when there's severe money dropped on the floor. All right. So in regards to, because I got to get through this. But we might stay a little longer. Okay. Period. Pull. So listen. So Cash Doll has been hanging out with Cardi B, and but people were like, well, what is this? You know, because Cash Doll was just throwing shade at Cardi B because Cash Doll felt like she should have got the keys to the city of Detroit before Cardi B. However, like I told you guys in part one and part two, Cash Doll is never going to happen. And I will be building a video on why Cash Doll is not going to happen, part three. We just haven't released it yet. So since then, the Barbs have taken to her Twitter and Instagram and things like that. And they were, seeing what's up, what's going on. And somebody noticed that she is no longer following Nicki Minaj. So Cash Doll, so she has been getting charged up by the Barbs, like, oh, so you've been bought out, you don't follow Nicki anymore, so you over there with Cardi B, you pick the side. And I hate that people do that, because this has nothing to do with Cardi B, or does it? I really don't think that it does. However, Cash Doll tweeted, because she wanted to make, that was me at the Wendy Williams show. Cash Doll ended up tweeting, when I was with Cardi last night, we didn't discuss no one. I unfollowed Nicki 2 weeks ago. So when she tweeted that, everybody went crazy. Like, all right, you unfollowed Nicki 2 weeks ago. What was that about? Why did you unfollow Nicki Minaj 2 weeks ago? Oh, God. You done dropped 150. Period. Pool. Let's get into some things. Be original, bitch. Come on. Y'all know. Be original. Hello, motherfucker. Hello, motherfucker. Hello, motherfucker. Hello. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the greatest show on YouTube. If you haven't done so, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel right now, because we're getting into some motherfucking things tonight. All right. So Cash Doll drops this video. So then she went on saying that, Cardi had nothing to do with it. She's got meetings coming up. She's got business deals coming up. She don't want to beef with nobody. She don't want to have any issues with anybody. However, this is my issue with Cash Doll. And I'll be honest. At first I was like, okay, well, Cash Doll doesn't have to prove a receipt, because a lot of the Barbs were saying, well, where's the receipt that you DM Nicki and she came at you delusional and she came at you in a delusional way and you have to check her on it. Like, where's that receipt? And at first I was like, well, Cash Doll doesn't need to provide a receipt on that, because She didn't announce that she unfollowed Nicki Minaj. The Barbs went and noticed that she unfollowed Nicki Minaj and started pressing Cash Doll. Like, if you unfollow Nicki, the Barbs will follow you and they'll start attacking you. And so Cash Doll is basically saying that the Barbs are trying to start drama and trying to start beef. And she didn't unfollow Nicki Minaj based on her being friends with Cardi B. But here's my issue with that, Cash Doll. If you unfollowed Nicki Minaj because you guys had a conversation in the DM and she wasn't getting it and you checked her and told her that she was delusional, then you knew what it was. She know you don't fuck with her and you know she don't fuck with you. Y'all have already had the conversation. So it doesn't matter what happens at the fan level. It doesn't matter what the fans say. They can't start a beef between you two because the beef is already there. It's already understanding. You don't fuck with her. She don't fuck with you. You unfollowed her. And it's dead. So why is it that when the fans are bringing it up, you feel like you need to address the Barbs? Now I'm calling you a clout chaser. Now I'm calling you a bullshit because you don't need to address the Barbs. If you're going to address the Barbs, then pull out the receipt, bitch. Pull out the receipt, Cash Doll. If not, shut the fuck up. Period. Because you clearly already said what you said to Nicki Minaj, so it doesn't matter what the Barbs hashtag, what they say. It doesn't matter if they try to create beef between you two because you guys already have an understanding that y'all don't fuck with each other. Clearly, I mean, that's what you're saying, allegedly, since you DM'd her and she got it, and you know, she got it too crazy and you have to let her know that she's delusional. So why are you responding? You should have just been at the party with Cardi B, know why you unfollowed Nicki Minaj, and nothing that a Barb could have said should have made you fucked up or bothered. But the fact that you're, because at this point, you're not even going back and forth with Nicki Minaj, you're now going back and forth with the Barbs. And if you're going to go back and forth with the Barbs, we're going to need a receipt. Or you're going to furthermore be trash. It just doesn't make any sense. Y'all know when what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. That doesn't make any sense. You said what you said to Nicki, so then you didn't need to address it anymore. It was pointless. So now you're looking thirsty. Now you're looking like a clout chaser. And now you are making it seem as though, like, because you went and sat with Cardi B, now you have a little ammo. That's when it looks like shade. Now, if you don't like Nicki, you don't like Nicki. Now, here's the thing that I'm going to tell Nicki. Nicki has to stop letting the Barbs gas her up, if that is what happened. Because a lot of the Barbs are delusional in a sense to where, you know, Nicki can fart in somebody's face and they'll say it smells like purple rain. A lot of the Barbs don't feel like Nicki does anything wrong. So, you know, it's just Nicki, and they think that she's Jesus and when she's really a person as well. So she does things wrong. We all do things wrong. But at the same time, it's not everybody else. You know, Nicki, you know, I would like to see her take some responsibility for some things that happened with these people. And if she doesn't feel like she's done anything wrong when addressing these things, she needs to put a name and a date and a receipt to it so we can understand. Because what it starts to look like is everybody thinks it's Nicki Minaj and she don't ever just come out and say, who did what? This is the reason why this female don't like me. This is what happened in this situation. I never stopped this person's bag, or I didn't want to work with this person, or this person's management been hitting me up, and I feel like it didn't benefit me to work with them, so I decided not to work with them. And because I decided not to work with them, now they are mad and saying that, you know, they're jumping on the Nicki Minaj hate train. You know, she needs to go ahead and just say it, because people don't have a problem saying things that she's done. People don't have a problem saying that she stopped their bag. People don't have a problem saying that she's mean. People don't have a problem saying that Nicki Minaj is delusional. People don't have a problem saying Nicki Minaj's name when it's attached to some bullshit. So Nicki Minaj needs to start dropping facts and receipts on these bitches. That's what she needs to do. Or don't address it. So we're going to get into some things. Yes, 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 yes. But Cashaw is looking mad thirsty right now. Cashaw is looking mad clout chasing. Cashaw is also looking like, you know, she had a good conversation, like somebody promised her a feature or a career. Cashaw, you're not going to happen. This is the reason why Cashaw is not going to happen. Cashaw is not going to happen because her music is too goofy. It's that you can't even take it seriously. Cashaw, she got a song talking about, I hate cheap shit. Like, it's always that goofy, stupid stuff. Bitch, here I go. Like, girl, there's no substance. There's like, her artistry is just so like, it's cheap. It's really, it's cheap. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you feel like you make comedy skits to Cashaw songs. Like, you don't know whether, when you listen to Cashaw music, you start laughing, but you're not really laughing with her. You laughing at her. Like, did this bitch really make this a song? Did she really put this together and put this out? Cashaw is garbage. She's garbage. But it's not because her and Nicki, and it's not because of Cardi. Cardi has nothing to do with this. I'm saying she's garbage because her songs are like mediocre. They're like goofy. They're like comedy. Like, it's like a spoof. That's the only way I can describe Cashaw's music. It's like a spoof. Now, I listened to her album. There's a couple good songs on the album, but for the most part, it's like goofy. It's like, girl, what? I hate cheap shit. Girl, what? Like, girl, that's a song. Like, why you gotta say it like that? I don't know, girl. She got other songs on there, but that's the one I was laughing at the most. And I wasn't laughing with her. I moved my body, but I'm like, this is some like mediocre, like ghetto hood rat. Like, girl, this is trash. But anyway, Cashaw, since you done took it this far, you done went live, you done tweeted, you done said Nicki name, you done put Cardi in it, you got in your story. So you obviously wanted this attention. Now you're promoting that you out with Megan Thee Stallion. Don't put Megan Thee Stallion in this because people are already feeling like, you know, Megan Thee Stallion, I can tell you, Megan Thee Stallion don't want to be involved. And I don't think that Megan Thee Stallion is on anybody's team. I think Megan Thee Stallion is on Megan's team. I don't think she fuck with none of them hoes. I don't think she fuck with Nicki. I don't think she fuck with Cardi. I don't think she fuck with Cashaw. I think Megan Thee Stallion fuck with herself. And that's the best thing you should do. But Cashaw, since you want to go back and forth with the barbs, then you need to buck the system. Instead of dropping these wax songs and dropping these flyers for these events, drop that receipt of Nicki Minaj coming at you delusional, in a delusional way. All right. Let's take a couple calls. 908-4579. You're the first one live on the air. What's going on?
Hello. Hi,
hey,
Mom.
What's going on? Hi.
How are you?
Good.
That's good. I just wanted to say this. I think the Barbs is crazy as hell. Mm-hmm. They do too much. They just do entirely too much. And most of my little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And not even that. Nicki needs to take accountability of the things that she do. And I'm just piggybacking on what you said. She needs to take accountability of some of the things that she does. She never provide receipts either. She never do. She go on Cream Radio and she laughs for 4 hours. And we like, okay, let's get to it. What really is? What's really the issue? Everybody can't be saying the same thing and be lying. Everybody not lying. That's just the truth of it. That's all it is. And I really believe she went in Cashaw. I believe it started with Hollywood Unlocked, with that interview with Hollywood Unlocked. And then the Barbs came for Cashaw. They came for her. So
yeah, I didn't watch the Jason Lee interview. It's hard for me to watch Jason Lee. What did she say?
The Jason Lee interview. And she didn't, and Cashaw didn't come, she didn't come left at Nicki. Now all of a sudden the Barbs went crazy at Cashaw. That was unnecessary. And that's the problem. They all can get along. Everybody, there's enough money out there for everybody. But Nicki can't be the only one out there. And it seems like everybody that knew that come out, every new female rapper, it's an issue. They find an issue. It's always an issue. And a lot of it got to do with the fans. The fans make it an issue when it's not. Now,
right.
Far as they
see,
two grown women. They two
no,
grown
no, no,
women.
No. Here's what I say. Now, I agree with you as far as Nicki pulling out her receipt. And I think that's what I was saying. I was like, because people are going to start to think like Nikki. And the only people that are not going to think that Nikki does anything wrong are like any logical person is going to be like, girl, everybody doesn't have a problem. It's not everybody else's fault. However, in this situation, it sounds like Nikki pulled up on Cash Doll. And Cash Doll pulled up back and was like, you're delusional. I don't fuck with you. And it was what it was. So it sounds like they had the conversation behind the scenes, whatever they felt, and they didn't get along, and it was what it was, and Cash Doll unfollowed her. So why did Cash Doll need to make an announcement about it now?
It doesn't matter, but I think she had to make a statement because it was already out there on social media. So they probably was dragging Cash Doll like they do all the barbs. They drag anybody instead of just letting people live. Let people make their money. Let them make their albums. Let whatever they do. But the thing is that Cash had to come out and say something to dead it. That's it. That's the reason why it happened, so it wouldn't keep going any further. That's why
she didn't dead it. She made the issue bigger. Let me tell you something. If me and you got a problem, right, and you Nicki Minaj, I'm Cash Doll, me and you both have an understanding that we don't fuck with each other no more. It don't matter what the fan base is saying, because Cash Doll is basically saying the Barbs are trying to put her in a beef with Nicki Minaj because she unfollowed Nicki Minaj and was at Cardi B's. Get at a party with Cardi B. But at this moment, if you know that me and you don't already fuck with each other, it don't matter what the fans say, because bitch, low-key, we already beefing. So it is what it is.
That's very true. But also, if you look at it, every new artist that come out, there's an issue. Every new female artist that come out, there's an issue. There's always an issue. If you see Cash Doll with Cardi, it's an issue. They don't like Nicki. If you see Cardi with whoever, it's an issue because they don't like Nicki. It's the same thing. It's like I say, the bitter women that hate each other, that hate one person, link up together. Just like the same thing with Tasha K and what's that other child name? Tasha K and the other girl. What's the other girl that they Maddie. They bitter women link up, and you know what I'm on. Bitter women link up, and that's what it is.
Have a nice day. I ain't doing that. Woo, we got some good energy over here. All right. Shout out to Mimi Valdez. Let me give you a little bit of a light, Mimi. Oh, be original. Yeah. Okay. All right. But thank you, Carla. Girl, we gotta listen. I cleansed my spirit of that kind of energy, girl. I just don't need that in my psyche right now. Woo! All right, let's take another caller. But thank you. You are a very good caller. 731-0064. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, I just want to say this. I'm going to make it real short. I feel like people give Cash Doll the benefit of the doubt. I feel like she's very passively aggressive, messy.
Right. I feel like, okay, I'm with you.
See, if you notice, she always has the pattern of being like something will happen and she won't speak of it, and then she'll be like, well, I didn't want to talk about it, but since y'all asked me, I'm going to go ahead and do it real quick. Like, if you didn't want to speak on it, you could have just kept your mouth closed and just kept whatever conversation you had in the DM.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reason for it to be brought out to the light. And then she did it with this situation, and she did it with the whole She Bad record with Cardi B and YG and, you know, all that.
And then Cash Doll is also the same girl that was sitting with Meek Mill, looking like she was low-key, like, fucking with Meek Mill. So she do little slick stuff like that. Like, Cash Doll has been feeling some type of way for a while, because Cash Doll reminds me of some people that I know that really just want a career, so that she really don't care about any of them. She just really wants to fit in the music business, and she really wants to take off, and she'll do anything for a platform. And when she feels like she's not getting the attention or the recognition from certain individuals, she'll flip on you. Tashra wants a career that's never going to happen.
Exactly. And then going back to, it was her in the Barbs, the whole thing for the Barbs. Yes, the Barbs do go at people all the time, but I feel like people only focus on the negative because I've seen with my own eyes, there's Barbs that support Cash Doll, just like there's Barbs who support Megan Thee Stallion, but don't. And then you have some that don't like Megan or, you know, whatever, vice versa. And I feel like they only focus on the negative ones. And this isn't Cash Doll's first time speaking on the Barbs, because you can go on YouTube and there's like clips from like 2015 where like she was talking about her account got suspended and she blamed it on Nicki Minaj fans. Like, and then she'd be like, oh, but I don't have no problem with Nicki though, but her fans, like, when, if you know Nicki Minaj, you know her connection with her fans is like super tight. So it's going to make her feel a certain type of way. And then I feel like her saying Nicki came to her DM and checked her or whatever, I feel like Cash Doll blew it out of proportion, because if you keep up with Nicki Minaj, you know, if she doesn't like anybody, she unfollows you, she blocks you, whatever. If you go on Cash Doll's page right now, Nicki still follows Cash Doll, but Cash Doll unfollowed Nicki.
Thank you, caller. We got to keep it moving. I love you. Where are you calling from? Where's the 731?
Huh?
Where's your area code from? Where are you calling? Where's the 731? I never seen that one before.
I'm from Tennessee.
Oh, shout out to Tennessee. Bye.
Goodbye.
I know I never seen that nigga before. All right, let's play what Cash Doll said. We're going to take a couple more, and we're going to get on out of here. 917-1213. Nicki Minaj, is this you? I know you got a 9-1. I'm just kidding, but go ahead.
Nah, I'm on. How you doing? This is Sweet the Queen. I'm fine. How you doing? I'm mad. I missed you. I'm from Brooklyn. You was in New York a little while ago.
Yes, I was. I was in New York for a very long time. New York is my favorite city. I love it. Just can't live there.
That's what's up. I was trying to call you because I emailed you the receipts, right? Poison said you got the email, but you didn't watch the videos yet. And I sent you the receipt, you know. People keep wondering, oh, what did Nicki do? Why do people hate her? Like, you know, I'm older. Like, you know, I'm not, you know, one of these young chicks. So I'm from, like, you know, the older generation. I sent you, like, how she came up in the game. Like, she busting shots at people.
Yeah, I hadn't watched those yet because I've been busy. Yes. Okay, so tell
me. Right. So I just wanted to, like, you know, just come, you know, on the live and remind you, like, the people keep asking, what did she do? And they need to know what she did. That's just how I feel.
So what did she do? Tell us what she did right now.
Okay. She was busting shots since 2003. A lot of people think that she came in the game in 2009, 2010, or whatever. So when she came, like, you know, her and, you know, Kim, they got into their shit or whatever. Kim didn't care about the shots. They did the song or whatever together, and Baby and them, you know, fucked Kim over. And, you know, basically, Nicki Minaj, she basically playing a victim. And, like, when Kim came out with her Black Friday, she basically, like, made it seem like Kim was bitter, mad, you know, like she never did anything to Kim, like, you know, shit like that. And now, when all these new girls is coming up, you want them to kiss your ass and, you know, give you all this respect when you couldn't even do the same. Like, you saying that the rap chicks before you was going to be feeding you grapes and, you know, shit like that. She need to keep the same energy that she had when she was coming in the game.
Right.
That's all I feel.
All right. Thank you, caller.
But yeah,
thanks,
definitely
bro.
Watch those. You're welcome.
Thanks, love. Shout out to Brooklyn. All right, let's take a couple more. 443-4406. You're live on the air.
What up, though, Armand? This is your boy, Rico.
Okay, don't. Why do you have to whisper like that? What do you want to say?
Okay. I'm just going through a lot right now, but I just had to call in.
Okay, we're praying
topic.
For you. Okay.
It's because, first of all, you know I'm a fan of Cash Out. I'm always going to rep cashed out to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, why is you always hating on her? But like you just said earlier, that Nicki Minaj don't hold accountability to her own stuff too. Just like the last caller said and the last other caller, Nicki Minaj only want to be the only person out. And now when it's everybody else out of the females that's out here that's doing their thing, you know, she always wanted those shots. And I feel that Cash Doll is real from the street. And you know what I'm saying? She just speak her mind. Now, however, she don't have, I didn't know they had a beef at first, because when Nicki Minaj started her Queen Radio show, she invited Cash Doll to Queen Radio when what's that, Asian Doll?
She invited Cash Doll to be messy with Asian Doll, right?
Right. So she declined that because she don't want to be in that mess. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you said Cash Doll is looking for attention, I think that you basically are a hater on that, because Cash Doll don't need attention. And then you also saying, before I get off the line, you saying that Cash Doll would never happen, but she's already happened. And now she already out here. She got her first debut CD out right now. And it took her a while from her messed up contract. So I just want to know, why is you keep painting on Cash Doll saying that she would never make it?
No, but I'm saying no. Cash Doll would, okay, listen. Cash Doll will never be the queen of rap. Cash Doll will happen as far as she has happened. She will never, Cash Doll will never have a number one record. She'll never have a number one record. She'll never have a Grammy.
The number one record is Ice Me Out and Ready Set Go featuring Big Sean. So I don't know what you
will never be a mega star. She'll be a female rapper. She'll be, you know, she'll be cool. She'll be here. But she'll never be a megastar female rapper. She just doesn't have that. She's just not polarizing enough. It has nothing to do with she's beautiful. She just, the skill level of the damn song
are
mediocre.
Okay, well, how about what other opinions, what people would say about you, that you would never be the next Wendy Williams, because that's what you want to be. You want to be that top one, like Wendy Williams.
But listen, you know what? Hold on. People are entitled to their opinion. This is my opinion. Now, she can prove me wrong. You know what I'm saying? However, this is my opinion. I don't feel as though she will ever happen in that way. I don't think she'll ever be bigger than Cardi B. I don't think she'll ever be big as Nicki Minaj. I think that she'll always be around, but she'll never be the leading lady of rap. Cash Doll will never be that. Now, as far as Nicki Minaj and Cash Doll, I just would like your opinion. It's not, it doesn't have to be anything personal toward with me. Her and Nicki, like I said, Nicki does need to hold accountability, because people like you and myself and others, we're like, okay, Nicki, people are always saying that they have an issue, and girl, we need to know what's going on, because then when she gets on Queen Radio, she kind of subliminally talks around it. Certain situations she'll name drop. However, with these female rappers, with these different females that come up that don't mind name dropping your name, that make these vlogs, you need to, Nicki Minaj at some point, if she's going to be addressing shit, and we can't act like she don't address shit, because that's all she do on Queen Radio. So if you're going to address shit, you need to put a name to it and address all these different instances why people are, you know, calling you out and saying these nasty things about you. However, with Cash Doll, I think this was a very thirsty move for Cash Doll, because Cash Doll, if she already checked Nicki Minaj in the DM, why is Cash Doll worried about what the Barbs are going to have trending on Twitter if she already told Nicki, bitch, I don't fuck with you like that? Cash Doll was looking for some attention because she felt like she had some backup because she was with Cardi B.
No, I don't. I honestly don't think that. I honestly think is, it come a time where we all break and we all got to let it out. And I just feel that she had to let it out just like Lil' Kim had to let it out. She fake. Lil' Kim is fake. Just like Remy Ma said, only the kids believe in you. You Saint Nick. So it's kids that's following Nicki Minaj. Not a lot of grown people as far as like myself in their 30s and 40s. Okay. So that's all I had to say. And
thank
I love
Rico.
Cash out of Detroit. And I love Armand Wiggins.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. We got a lot of calls. Okay. Let me see. Is this an out of the country number? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Oman. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want to say about Cash Doll is I totally agree with you. I think the reason why she's not going to be as big as Nicki Minaj is because she doesn't have that it factor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't listen to Cash Doll. I mean, I'll see her and I'll think she's cool, but not like, you know, I'm going to work and I'm going to listen to Cash Doll on my way to work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's cool from a distance, but, you know, she's just not my type of girl. You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'll pick Cardi over Cash Doll any day. You know what I mean?
Are you
and
the same
also,
caller that
said say,
that you understood me with the OG situation?
Yeah. Yeah, the Nigerian
caller. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed that you call a lot of places and you say a lot of different things. But I'll let you speak this time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I think in this instance, I feel like Cash Doll was definitely doing it for attention. You know, 100%. And I think it's very odd that it was when she went to, when she hung out with Cardi B, that's when she would tell us that, oh, I unfollowed Nicki because of this reason. It's just the timing of it all. You know, if we knew about it before, if she had this, you know, animosity, she would even hear anything about it. It's until she hung out with Cardi B, that's when all this stuff is coming out. And regarding the bars, I get that, you know, they go off sometimes, but I think fans will always be fans. You know what I mean? Like, how can you beef with a fan base?
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I just can't get with. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you. Okay, let's take another caller. 478-0553, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I missed you. I'm so glad
know we are back.
Yes, I was so proud looking at your Instagram. You lived your best life. I'm so geeked about it. But okay, back on topic. Okay, first of all, moment of silence for Rico. That was just too much for me. But Cash Doll is trash. Cash Doll is never going to happen. I 1,000% agree with you. The one thing I don't agree with you with is that I don't think this is clout chasing.
Okay.
I'm one of them type of people where I feel like if a chick ever addresses me on anything, I'm going to address you back in my own way, on my own time, however I choose to address you. The only thing that I know about Cash Doll is, of course, what's reported on her. Like, I think she's trash, so I don't follow her. I don't know nothing about her. But what I'm seeing, this video, didn't the fan come at her in her live? Didn't they say
honestly,
something in her live that made her say that?
I don't even know because I don't really, I barely follow Cash. I'm so uninterested
in
Cash.
Right, I feel you.
I don't know, to be honest. I just
looked like the question was presented. You know what I'm saying? Like in the video when she's like, oh, why did I, because it looked like she's reading it. Like, well, why did I stop following Nicki? This
well,
is
here's
not
the thing,
to, you
though,
know
but
saying,
but
like,
you tweeted when I was with Cardi last night, we didn't discuss no one. You know, remember, she tweeted that earlier. Then she
right, okay,
live.
So that's just out of nowhere. That's not a reply to nobody or nothing.
Right. She just tweeted that.
Oh.
Out of nowhere. So, of course, when you go live,
right.
Like, of course you're going to go live and they're going to ask you that. That's why you went live. You wanted to talk about it.
So the live came before this tweet.
I think the live came after.
The live came after the tweet. Okay, so she tweeted this out of nowhere and then went live.
Right.
Okay. But see, this is my thing, though. I completely agree with you about the dropping receipt thing. I want her to drop the receipts because my thing is the way to shut everybody up is dropping the receipts. But at the same time, it really won't, though. Nicki doesn't drop receipts on Queen Radio, and that confuses me because why do you have Queen Radio? We've already established you're not using it for your music. So if you're going to do it for the drama to kind of speak your point and, you know what I'm saying, get your voice across to your people, that's dope. But you don't drop receipts on there. I feel like the best receipts that we've seen thus far being dropped on Nikki have been DJ Academic's receipts. But nothing ever happened from it. It's to the point where you can drop receipts on Nikki and the barbs are still going, like you said, she farts Purple Rain. Like, it doesn't matter what's dropped. Like,
right.
Cash Doll could drop straight facts right now. She could have a video of Nikki, you know what I'm saying, FaceTiming her, saying that she's going to come kill her mama. And it still would be like, but what did Cash Doll say to Nikki? Nikki got the right to say something about her mom. You know what I mean? Like, it'll always turn into something else. So it becomes that point of, how do you defend yourself against somebody?
Well, I agree, but I still feel like at this point, if you know that, and I feel like Cash Doll knows that, girl, why enter the ring? Why did you tweet that? Why did you go live?
Because it is the tweet. That's what got me right now. I didn't know that tweet was out of nowhere. I thought that was
the tweet was out of nowhere. So my whole thing is, but it was out of nowhere, but I'm sure she was getting tagged and probably getting attacked and saying, like, you know, and here's the thing, and I'm going to keep it all the way a stack with you. Listen, it's Cash Doll's right to unfollow Nicki Minaj. If she felt like she wanted to unfollow her, she can do so. It's her page.
Mm-hmm.
But the barbs, if they see you unfollow, well, here's the thing. Cash Doll was partying with Cardi B last night. So the barbs seen her. So, you know, now the barbs are digging. Cash Doll has unfollowed Nicki Minaj. But now they're trying to put a reason why is she with Cardi B. And they notice, all right, she's not following Nicki Minaj anymore. So now they're like, you know, why you unfollow her? What's the tea? Like, and you're here with Cardi B. So Cash Doll is feeling like she wanted to address it, which is fine. But at the same time, girl, if you're not going to address it in its entirety, why go live and say what you said and not drop the receipt? If you were going to just address the tweet, put the tweet out and let it go. Or you should have said nothing, because you know why you unfollowed Nikki, and Nikki know why you unfollowed Nikki. And you don't have to respond to the fan base. Now
but
you're
see,
looking
and
for
another thing
moments
too,
like this.
Yes, this is true. But at the same time, I still feel like because there's still so much that goes on behind the scenes, like the barbs feel like they have to do Nikki's bidding for her. Like even in your chat tonight, before the chat even got started, we're all speculating. I didn't know nothing about the live. Well, I did. I saw a piece of the live video, but I didn't know about the tweet, right? So we're all in the chat talking about what we think is going on, and you already see barbs coming in, unicorns being – look right now, unicorns all over the damn place. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's the stuff that make it be like, this person is somebody you're worshiping versus somebody that you're a fan of. And when you go that hard for somebody
– we can't change it. We know that's how the barbs are. The barbs love me one day. They kill me the next day. If I say anything, you know, I get it all the time. So, you know, me and the barbs got a love-hate relationship. They know I love them, but I tell them too. Listen, that's why I can agree with Cash Doll, because Nikki done pissed me off at times where I'm like, I got to unfollow this bitch because she done irritated me. I still love her. I follow her back when I get over it or whatever.
Why? Exactly. It's still
however,
love.
You know, sometimes you need to just be like, girl, am I really rocking with you? You know what I'm saying? But then the barbs, they was on my ass. Why'd you unfollow? That's how I know. They're like, why'd you unfollow Nikki? Why'd you unfollow Nikki? Because I wanted to. I'm back following her now, though.
Because
like, you know,
wrong.
At that moment, yeah, pissed me off. All right.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Oh, y'all got this. Y'all got a unicorn chat going on. Let's get into some things. All right, 678, we like unicorns. I love Nick, so drop the unicorns. 678-1775, you're live and on the air.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby, what's going on? It's a lot going on in the chat tonight.
I see. I had to call in, especially on
Tell me about it.
Listen, Cash Doll, I can't curse on here, can I?
No.
Okay. Cash Doll is the epitome of corniness. Like, she is so corny. And I think she knows it. I think she's figured it out. I think, you know, after the video surfaced of the guy asking her in front of Applebee's, you know, of her age and, like, all her stuff, she knows that she's corny, Armand. And the thing is, Cash Doll has peaked. she has peaked. She has hit her peak in her career. She had her song that everybody pushed. She had the people doing the videos on Instagram. She even had a song with Lil Wayne. She plugged Lil Wayne in her stuff, and she still hasn't done anything. It's not going to happen for Cash Doll. So now she want to pull this with Nicki Minaj. She want to put out the tweet, and then so that way her live can go up. And everybody can be talking about Cash Doll, and then watch what she do next. She's going to plug her song. Mm-hmm. This whack album that she just put out ain't doing nothing. So she's trying to do anything she can to pop, but it's just not going to happen. You can try to tag yourself to Cardi B all you want. It's not going to happen for Cash Doll. It's just not. She don't have that it factor. She don't have
it. She don't. But the thing about Cash Doll, the nice thing about her is she's still here, but she just won't be that mega queen of rap. You know what I mean?
Yes, she's going to be like a Shauna. She's going to be like a – she's going to just have that name in the
– Yeah, she'll be a Cash Doll. You know what I mean? Like, she'll just be here. I won't even say like a Trina because I think Trina had a moment.
Hell no, she won't even be as big as Trina. If she won't do what Trina did. She's not even going to do that. She's just going to do the little – she's already done what she's going to do. She's not going to do any more. She has already hit her peak. So she's just plateauing right now. And she needs to enjoy that. It's for Cash Doll. Cash Doll
now,
has on top.
How do you feel about her hanging out with Cardi B?
I think it was she tried to make a move to try to – it's clout chasing. Cardi B's hot. She knew what she was doing. If I put myself with Cardi B, everybody's going to say I'm beefing with Nicki Minaj. How are you getting on the internet saying, leave me alone. Y'all leave me alone about this. Bitch, you the one put it out.
Right.
You the one put the tweet out.
Right.
Like,
she is the one who put the tweet out.
You put it out.
You have to say that.
She's the one bothering us with this. We did not go to Cash Doll asking you who you hanging out with. You put it out. So what you mean? Why people keep bothering you about it? So now you on live with your hood up, looking just as lame as she want to look, talking about leave her alone about Nicki Minaj. Girl, go sit down. Go sit down, Cash Doll.
Now, would you agree, though, that Nicki Minaj does need to take some accountability for some things because it just couldn't be everybody?
Listen, when you at the top, and you are the best rapper alive, dead or alive, everybody is going to try to come at you.
Okay.
And the reason why we don't hear people that mess with Nicki Minaj, it's a lot of people out there that still will say, no, Nicki Minaj solid. Look at Akbar V. She going to say Nicki Minaj
Akbar
is solid.
V,
Nicki Minaj,
I don't really speak on her because she's an official clout chaser.
I don't know. I think I think somebody like that speaks real when it comes to Nicki Minaj. But these people like Cash Doll, they try to get on that train because they know if they speak the real facts about Nicki Minaj, they're gonna piss the same people off Nicki Minaj than pissed off. I really do think these people are ganging up against her. I don't think that's true. That's why Nicki Minaj don't even need to address her. Don't even address her until she gets at least a nomination.
But here's the thing. So if she's not gonna address it, don't address it in its entirety. So that means don't throw any subliminals either. Because at some point, if Nicki Minaj keeps addressing these different females in this rap industry, like me personally, I don't care what nobody say, I'm going to start to need a receipt on why these bitches is so mad. Like, you're going to have to tell me, she wanted to work with me and I just told her she didn't have the budget. And so she's salty. Like, just keep it at that.
Because
she tweeted something. She tweeted, she said this on Queen Radio. She was like, she told the Barb, she was like, stop tagging me and stuff on Twitter so that about artists to work with. She said, because a lot of these artists, in so many words, will use the Barbs to get noticed and they'll use the Barbs to try to get to me and recognition. So a lot of people are saying that that's for Cash Doll because that was 2 weeks ago and they were saying that, you know, Cash Doll felt some type of way and that's when she unfollowed her. However, like Nicki, if that is how you feel, that you just busted a major subliminal, so we don't even know who you're talking about, but you're talking about somebody. So if a person comes out now and says, Nicki Minaj tried to stop my bag, Nicki Minaj is trash, but then we got to reference this track, you should just say, no, girl, the Barbs are just tagging you to me to work with you. I don't want to work with you yet. I'll work with you when I'm ready. Like, I need her to just say it. So I can stop thinking that everybody is blaming her and she's playing nasty behind the scenes. What you think?
I don't think she needs to give her any burn. I don't think she needs to give Cash Doll Name any burn, because Nikki is so powerful that whoever name she speaks, that's going to give her too much. Let her just keep arguing with herself. Let her keep going live. Let her, it's going to die down. Ain't nobody going to care in 2 days, and her record's still going to flop. But if Nicki Minaj engages in this beef, then
Cash Doll,
you know, Cash Doll don't want to come out with a diss song. And then, you know what I'm saying? So, nah, because that's what made Cardi B pop, the whole beef with Nicki Minaj.
Say that one more time.
I wouldn't give Cash Doll any burn. Because next thing you know, Cash, if she could say anything about Cash Doll would be looking to come out with a diss song.
I agree.
And next thing you know, now it's Nicki Minaj versus Cash Doll, and then Cash Doll would be popping off of Nicki Minaj's name. I wouldn't give her no burn. Just let her keep going live for free on Instagram.
All right, baby. I'll call you later. Thank you so much. I love you.
Bye.
Oh,
I love you.
Where you guys at? Shana, you can listen to your podcast. We're at on where you guys calling from? Where's your show on?
We are in Atlanta. We're on YouTube, Comedy Hype.
Comedy Hype. What's the name of your segment on Comedy Hype?
Comedy Hype News.
Comedy Hype News. So you can check her. CJ and Sade out on Comedy Hype, getting into the latest comedy tea interviews and kikis of that. All right, boo. Thank you, love. I'll call you soon.
Love you, baby. All right, talk
Bye.
To you later. Bye.
All right, so 5584, we got to get. 5584, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, what's up, Ramon?
Hey.
I've just been meaning to address something that I've been hearing, like, all the people who don't like Nicki Minaj saying about how, like, if it's a number, if there's a certain amount of people saying this about her, then it must be true. So I'm going to bring some critical thinking into this, because I'm a smart bitch, okay? So with critical thinking, we have fallacies. And fallacies, you should know, are appeal to popularity. And that means that arguing that a claim must be true merely because a substantial number of people believe in it, the basic pattern of the fallacy is everyone or almost everyone, most people, many people believe XX, so must be true. So basically, people are believing things based off of what a certain number of people believe and trying to say that's true, and that's a fallacy. You can't go off that. And that's like with all these little arguments, I just feel like there's no critical thinking, no education. People are just sitting up saying any and everything. And I'm like, nothing is being resolved. Nothing new is being said. Nothing new is being done. So I'm like, I just don't get it.
So with the critical thinking and the XXX equals Y with the pi to the parenthesis 12, what do you think was the issue that Cash Doll is having? Or what do you think is going on?
I think that they can't get to Nicki Minaj the way they want to, because I feel like she is very smart, and not just like mentally, but like emotionally and intuitively. I'm pretty sure she can tell when somebody doesn't really fuck with her, and like, why would you give somebody that opportunity? I feel like she's very, very good at that, and I feel like Cash Doll's mad because she can't get that opportunity. And it's sad because I like Cash Doll. I loved her album. I love who she is as a person, but then this beast is like, okay, now I'm just looking at you different.
Thank you, caller.
Did I do too much? I am so sorry.
You did good. No, you did good. You said what you said. You got something else? What else? Come on. You did good.
No, that's it.
Okay. You don't feel good about it? You did good. Thank you for becoming a member, too.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. People get nerve-wracked. You know, every caller is a good caller. We got a couple more. Listen, you can super chat your last four to the top because we got a lot of people in this motherfucker and not a lot of time. All right. So if you want to get on here, super chat your last four, and you will be the first caller on the line. All right. 347-0190, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a Barb, but I love Nicki. And Cash Doll, I didn't even know who she was until today. I feel like she want to prove something to Cardi and Cardi fans. And how can you have a beef with the Barb, something that's virtual, and no one would have known about Cash and Nikki dilemma if there was a dilemma, because we wasn't in a DM, and she didn't.
Right.
Like you said, there's no receipts about, you know, what supposedly had said, and I feel like Nikki doesn't owe none of us an explanation. And once Nikki speaks someone's name, you know how many views and, you know, everything is going to go
right
up for that other person.
That's
and just
true.
Because Cash Doll says she's delusional, like I can say, oh, you know what? Armand is delusional. I can tell 10 friends, oh, Armand is delusional. Everybody's going to have this idea in their head that Armand is delusional.
No, you're right, because the way
it's
set up on YouTube,
like
you know, they try to paint narratives on me all day long. Child, I got people saying that they're mad at me. I got people saying that I block their phone numbers on the chat line, and you can't even block phone numbers. And I didn't even know motherfuckers beeping me. I got people that call in here, you know, and lie and you know, be calling into other shows and girl, and being fake, and then want to call over here like they ain't did nothing. They don't know why I'm throwing them shade, girl. Get your stupid ass off here.
Nikki is older and experienced and sort of reserved to stuff like this. And this is why Nikki doesn't mess around with people, because, uh-huh, you know, rappers, they'll be shouting out Nikki, and once they can't get what they want, then they turn on her. And this is exactly why Nikki don't mess with people like that. Nikki does not, I don't feel like she wants anybody to bow down to her. She has shouted out Lil' Kim, Free Remy Ma, you know, mad rappers before her. I can't understand why they feel like she didn't give anybody their proper respect when she did.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many videos about Nikki giving the rappers who came before her their props, their respect, how she looked up to them, how, you know, and then it seems like everybody forgets that because Nikki's big. And Cash Doll know that her career is definitely, definitely over. So let me try to get some shine and
right.
bring
oh,
up
one
Nikki
more
name.
Question, caller, too. How much did you pay to call into this phone line right now?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure because there was a rumor that somebody was getting paid a dollar. And I'm like, bitch, who taking my money? Go ahead.
like I said, they turn on her later, and this is why she doesn't want to mess with anybody. And I don't
Thank
blame
so
her.
Much.
And she don't need to
Thank
prove
you.
Nothing to nobody with no receipt.
Bye.
Nikki doesn't. Thank you.
Shout out to New York. All right. Let's do one more. 314-8129, you're live on the air.
Hello.
What's good? Okay, you're not talking about nothing. Last one, 804-3552, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I like your show. I watch it on YouTube, like, every time you post a video or when I can. I'm 16 or whatever.
You're
16? What I really do, yeah, I'm 16 in high school. I watch a lot of YouTubers and stuff. And I see all the drama that's, like, within each rapper and stuff like that. And what I want to say on a positive note-wise, I just want to say, like, I think there's a lot of stuff, like you said, that goes on behind the scenes that we don't get to see. And when they don't put out receipts, it makes everybody go nuts. Like, okay, where's the proof? I think that's really all I have to say. And by the way, my favorite rapper is Nicki Minaj. I like all of them. But my favorite out of all of them is Nicki all day. And, you know, like, for instance, when she did this collab with Megan, all of a sudden, it's this lady on YouTube named Tasha K. She
I know where you was going. You were saying that you was waiting for the receipts to see who put together the Hot Girl Summer record. We never got those receipts. Okay? We didn't get those receipts. I don't think we ever will. Let's take another color. We don't know who came up with Hot Girl Summer. 414-9457. You live on the air. Come on. There's a lot of people trying to get your spot. You're not ready. Damn, you lost your spot. Well, that's going about wrap. Well, let me take the 510. 510-1565, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing going on today. Okay, I'm going to say this. Nikki is the boss. Nikki is the boss. Wait, Cash Doll was all good with Nikki until she went on Jason Lee's show. Funny, that was 2 weeks ago, and that's 2 weeks ago when she went ahead and unfollowed Nikki.
Cash Doll, what happened on Jason Lee's show? What did I miss? Because I didn't watch it.
Jason, the drama queen, nobody like him. Basically, Jason was throwing like little stuff at Nikki, and Cash Doll was defending Nikki. But you know, he was being his messy self, basically saying that, Hot Girl Summer was wasted on Nikki and XYZ. But the thing about it is, all these other female rappers know that there is a hate train against Nikki. They know what to say to get attention. That's why Cash Doll, for about 6 months, but maybe even a year, she keeps talking about, Barbs, leave me alone, leave me alone. She kept doing that to get attention, but she know people claim that Nikki sent her Barbs to go ahead and attack people. So all of a sudden,
what did Cash Doll say to make the Barbs feel some type of way for Nikki to pull up in her DM, allegedly? What did she say in that Jason Lee interview?
She didn't say anything, but the thing is, remember on Korean Radio when Nikki was like, Barbs, people would use y'all to get clout. And I think that's the real reason why I cashed off so away. But like you said, it's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes. We don't actually know what happens behind the scene and what's the start of this drama. But I really do believe that the reason why she unfollowed Nikki has something to do with that Jason Lee interview, whatever drama that Jason Lee uncooked up. And then now she's cool with Cardi. And I think that's what it all stems down from, is Cash Dog kind of, she wants to get in where she can get in. Because in that interview, she was kissing Cardi, but she didn't want no drama. So she's been barking up Nikki Tree. She hasn't got a feature. She hasn't got any attention. Let me go to the next girl. She know Nikki and Cardi is beefing.
So basically, in a nutshell, you're kind of saying that Nicki Minaj ain't really giving Cash Doll no attention. She's not doing no work with her. So Cash Doll kind of like, girl, you know what? You're not really helping me out. So, girl, I'm off you. I can understand that. You know what I mean? Like, girl, if I'm digging you, if I'm supporting you, and you never supporting me, girl, why do I need to fuck with you?
Cash don't have her own. Yeah, that's true. But you can tell she's not solid. She don't have her own mind, her own personality. She's very weak. She's easily influenced, and she sold it. And anytime somebody's arguing back and forth with a bunch of little kids, nothing, all the Barbs, the little kids, but anytime someone keeps mentioning that and they know this girl got a ton of people saying that she sent her Barbs out, it's a motive behind it. And she knew exactly what she was doing. And it's just showing. All the fakes have just been highlighted. We know what's up. Come on, Armand. You know Cass is not popping like that. She going to attach to anybody. Cardi threw her a bone and she ate it up. Cardi is shady, messy and petty, and so is Nikki. They know what they be doing. They're throwing jabs at each other, but using other people. Cash Dog is not dumb. She knows exactly what's going on. She's just trying to get in where she can fit in. You know
Thank
the truth.
You, caller.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So we're going to wrap this here, but that was great.